You're a soul healer. Tell us what that means.
Well, when I work with my clients, I work with them on a body, mind, and spirit level inclusively. I'm a naturopathic physician, but the primary focus of the work I do with my clients is working as a medical intuitive. And so in addition to being able to look inside their bodies to see what's going on a physical level, I'm able to help them understand what psycho-spiritual issues are going on that are actually creating the health concern in the first place. And so helping them to identify what the limiting belief is or the discordant emotion, because if those are not cleared, then they're just going to recreate the disease in one form or another in their body.
Give us an example of probably one of the weirdest cases you've ever come across.
As far as the attached entities?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this was one that was just really interesting. I mean, I've had some bizarre ones, but this one was just...
You've had some doozies, haven't you?
This one was really interesting. I had a woman come into my office for a medical intuition evaluation, and her complaint was bulimia. Well, from a health perspective, you know, I mean, I kind of switch back and forth between my doctor brain and the intuitive brain. And so my doctor brain is going, well, you know, that's kind of a psychological issue. And the intuitive brain is going, well, you know, you need to look at it so you can make a determination of what's really going on. And so I'm kind of looking around at her space, and she made this comment that the psychic said that she was possessed. Now, I've heard, you know, you hear people make that comment to people, and it usually is, you know, and then I'll light a candle for $50,000 and it'll all be good. And so, I just kind of dismissed it in that moment.
Sure.
But the thought really didn't go away. And so I said, okay, you know, let me look and see if she really does have an entity in her space, because it could happen. So I take I kind of shift my focus and go, okay, so is there an entity? And sure enough, there was this young man in her auric field, and he was very hungry. And so I asked her, you know, actually, this was before looking. I said, well, what do you eat during the day? And her comment was, 5 Big Macs.
Ugh.
And my jaw dropped.
Supersize me, right?
Well, that was the second question. It's like, well, does that come with the fries and Cokes? And she was like, yeah. And then I asked, is that for the day? And she said, oh, no, that's just lunch. I mean, George, my jaw was hanging. I'm not a big eater. And so, you know, that's like a week's worth of food for me.
Oh, that's like a month's worth for you.
Almost. And so we did some work. I mean, actually, it was a pretty easy case to resolve. We did some work, moved the entity out of her auric field, did some intervention with the entity because, you know, just because they don't have a body doesn't mean you can't communicate with them. It doesn't mean that you can't do energy work on them to help them release what they're holding on to.
Well, Rita, are you saying these entities will try to make you gain weight, make you smoke, make you steal, make you kill? Will they do all these things?
Depending on who you have in your auric field, yes. I mean, I don't think he wanted her to gain weight, and actually she wasn't fat.
How could you not get heavy with 5 Big Macs?
Because she would purge. She would eat the 5 Big Macs, go to the bathroom, and throw it up. She had bulimia.
Anorexia and everything else, yeah.
Well, no, anorexia, you just don't eat. Bulimia, you eat and purge.
You eat and purge? Okay.
You know, so she would eat a lot. Well, you know, I asked her, what did she have for breakfast? She goes, well, you know, usually it's a box or two of cereal and a dozen eggs. That's breakfast. 6 Big Macs for lunch. I told her I didn't even want to know about dinner. But it was not that he wanted her to gain weight, is that he wanted her to just eat. And that was her way of coping with all of the eating she was doing.
Do these dark entities enjoy the control?
Very much so. They're invested in it. They don't want you to bust the game. They don't want you to find out that they're there.
How can you tell if somebody's attached?
I mean, when I look at someone, I can just see them in their auric field, just like you would see a ghost hanging around in a location, they're usually standing in and around the person.
Well, you can tell. But, I mean, what if somebody has a loved one and they suspect something?
Well, there are some behaviors that can happen. Having disassociation or being ungrounded. Now, I'm going to tell you this list, and I mean, we all have bad days, you know, but if this is an ongoing pattern in your life, then you might think that there's something else going on. Hearing voices or an inner voice, this one is huge, an inner voice that constantly criticizes you, repeating patterns of behavior, especially negative behaviors, anxiety or panic attacks, irrational bouts of fear, anger, sadness, or guilt, sudden changes in mood or behavior, depression or thoughts of suicide that you can't seem to stop. And we talked about addiction, including alcohol, drugs, sex, gambling. I actually had a client who had a computer addiction. That was a very interesting one. Impulsive behaviors, and also, which I thought was interesting, illnesses that do not respond to treatment.